Hello, welcome to the Mid Kid Mama podcast. This is Alethea. I blog as Mid Kid Mama, and I am here to talk about another topic. I just keep jumping around. I don't know if I'll land on a specific topic at some point or not, but for now, I am having fun just covering basic things that I think of that kind of have to do with motherhood or, I don't know, my life in general. Today is about not saying sorry, and if you've already read the title, then you're probably already thinking, like, wow, that's really terrible that you're not going to keep saying sorry. So I want to clarify what I'm not talking about. And what I'm not talking about is when you're really sorry. So, spoiler alert, it's not about when you're really sorry. There are so many times that we're really sorry and we feel bad, or at least we should be really sorry because we messed up. And most of the time with those things, we don't say we're sorry, and we should. And that's something that, you know, we have to work on. I know I've tried to work on it. I still don't think I'm great at it. But it's really hard to admit when you're wrong and to really come out and say, hey, I'm sorry, and to not have an excuse. That is the worst. When you say you're sorry, but this is why I did it, you didn't apologize at all. You just gave a reason for why you did what you did, and you want to feel justified. So I'm not talking about when you're really sorry. I just had a client that I screwed up and left a bunch of typos in something. I don't know why I did it. I really don't. Like, and the first thing when they came back and they said, hey, there's like a bunch of mistakes in this, I was like, oh my gosh. And immediately I started thinking of reasons why. Well, if you just wouldn't do the assignment this way, or if you hadn't put the instructions like this, or, but there wasn't a reason. It was, I mean, and it, when I say a bunch of typos, I mean, I found like three words that were wrong, and they had a difference of opinion in some commas, because they sent me their changed version. I don't know. The first thing I did was get defensive, and then I realized, why am I being defensive? I definitely made some mistakes. I don't like being told that I'm wrong at all. I mean, I don't know if anybody does. I don't know who does like being told they're wrong. But when you're told that you're wrong and you realize, shoot, I really messed that up, the first thing sometimes you want to do is kind of have all these reasons. I'm not really that bad. This is why it wasn't all my fault. And I just have to bite my tongue in those situations. And I just wrote that client back like, hey, I'm really, you know, I'm sorry. And I've changed what he wanted me to change, or she. I don't know if it was a boy or girl. But that's the thing, is give your apologies straight. No chaser. You're not trying to follow it up to make it a little bit better. No. It is what it is. You messed up, then you say you messed up. And this gets a lot harder for me with personal situations, especially like my husband, because that's my closest relationship. And so if we get into an argument or we don't see eye to eye, it's really hard for me to say, hey, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have snapped at you, or I wasn't very nice about that. And he really doesn't say it very often either. So I know it's not just me, but that doesn't change, you know, the fact that it should be said. I do say it more to my kids when I really catch myself doing something I shouldn't. I try to apologize to them, and it's a little easier with kids because they're so forgiving, and you know, you're always telling them what they should and shouldn't do. So sometimes it actually feels kind of good to say, oh, I'm sorry, I should not have done that, and you know, let them see that adults aren't perfect, because I don't want them to grow up thinking that, like, they aren't going to mess up when they're older, or that they don't need to apologize as an adult. But it's a little easier for me because I feel like my apology is teaching them something valuable. When it comes to between me and like Nick, it feels like my apology is just a humbling experience, and that's what it's supposed to be. That's really like the point of an actual apology. So we've talked about what I'm not going to talk about. Ha, the irony of that, right? But the other thing I want to say I'm not talking about is I am very Midwest. I grew up here. I probably will die here. I don't plan on leaving the Midwest. And we say sorry for everything. If you're trying to squeeze past somebody in the grocery store, it's oops, sorry, excuse me. Not anymore with masks on, because now it's considered rude, but everything. And you know, the other day I went to go through the door and didn't realize somebody was holding it open for me, and I was like, oh, sorry. I mean, it's literally every single thing is sorry, oops, sorry, sorry. And I'm not talking about that either. Honestly, that's pretty harmless. It's just a kind of a societal, cultural thing around here. But we say sorry a lot, and we don't mean those at all, but those are more of, I don't know, they're just something you say, I guess. There's a word for it. Colloquialism, is that what it is? I don't know. But it's a term that we use a lot, and we don't mean it in the Midwest. So what I'm saying is not that either. The little harmless sorries that just kind of slide out, and you're not even really asking, you know, saying you're sorry about anything. What I am talking about is when, as a professional or as an authority of any kind, when we say we're sorry. And so something I've really noticed over the last few years, I read it years ago, is that as professionals, especially women, say we're sorry a lot. And I've really tried to take that word out of my vocabulary unless I mean it. And like I just said earlier, I had a client and messed something up and did tell them I'm sorry and I meant it. But there's a lot of times where people will tell you things and you know it's not your fault, and yet the first thing you're going to type back is sorry, you know, this is what happened. And it's not your fault, but you're apologizing for it. And when that happens, it really pulls all of the authority out of what you're doing. So I've noticed that when I say I'm sorry and I don't mean it, it really takes the wind out of my sails because the other person now sees that situation as my fault. And that's with everything. It's not just as a professional, which I'll come back to, but it's also as a parent. If I tell my kids, oh, I'm sorry, you can't have ice cream right now. Am I sorry? Or did I just make a decision and now I'm saying I'm sorry? And that's confusing because they're going to be like, well, can't you just make us have ice cream? Like, why are you sorry? So you have to be careful not to just throw that term out there because, you know, when you are saying it like you mean it, but you don't, then you pull your power away. And so coming back to the professional thing, I had an acquaintance that was having an issue with photography. And she was saying that a client was coming back and wanting all these things changed that weren't considered, you know, they weren't part of the contract. It was a bunch of extra stuff. She wanted her entire unedited portfolio of pictures. And if you're friends with photographers, you know, once they kind of become an actual professional photographer, they don't give out raw edit images unless it's like a special thing or they're that kind of a photographer. But that just isn't very normal. Normally, photographers edit and they take pride in those edits and they don't want you to mess with them, and they also don't give you the unedited pictures. So this client's coming in asking for something she shouldn't be able to have. And a lot of the advice that people were giving her was, well, just say, I'm sorry, I don't give out unedited images. Or, I'm sorry, it would cost this much amount to get my edited versions because I normally don't do it. And they put out some ridiculously high number just to kind of dissuade her. And I said, don't tell her you're sorry. You're not. That's part of your contract. Like, it was pretty clear up front that she was going to get 10 images or 15 or whatever the deal was. Just say that. According to my contract, I give out 10 images. If you want blah, 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 this is what I can do. Maybe give her an option or two. I almost always give an option between a pricier option and a lower priced option. And as a freelancer, you learn this. So you can say, for another 10 images, I can edit those for $100, or I can do $15 an image. You know, give them two options so that they can kind of feel more in control if you're saying, no, I'm not going to give you like a whole album. And the whole point, though, was don't apologize. It puts you in a weaker spot. And you'll be surprised. If you pay attention to yourself, you will apologize for things that do not make sense. You know, an example was one time I was pulled over by a police officer and she clocked me going 5 miles over the speed limit. And she's like, she comes over and she said, do you know what you're doing wrong? And I was like, not really. Because I honestly, in that case, there were even people going faster in the other lane. I was just the only person in my lane. So she pulled me over and I was only going 5 over. So I was just kind of confused and shocked, you know. But she said, oh, I'm really sorry, but I need to give out tickets today to anybody I catch going over because we're watching this area or whatever. And my immediate thought was, you're not sorry. Because if you were sorry, you wouldn't do this. You would not give me a ticket. You'd either give me a warning or, because I've never gotten a warning, by the way, I've always gotten a ticket when it comes down to those kinds of things. There was like two times where the officer was actually wrong about something. Like one time he thought I wasn't wearing a seatbelt. But of the times where I really did something small, like go a little bit over the speed limit, I have always gotten a ticket, never a warning. But anyways, that's not really what I'm talking about. She said she was sorry, and that immediately made me feel like it was her fault. Even though technically I was going 5 over, and even though really she didn't have a choice, if she would have just said, hey, I clocked you going 5 over, I'm writing tickets for this area right now, I just wouldn't have had the same reaction. I know that. Now, if you can think of a situation in your life where someone said they were sorry, and you knew they weren't, and it just irritated you that they wouldn't change what they were doing because they weren't sorry, then you'll know what I'm talking about. And if you've ever done that, you probably don't realize that that's what you did, because you were thinking, oh, I'm going to soften the blow, I'm going to just put this at the front of my email, or I'm going to, you know, just lead with this so that it's easier. And it's a habit. I mean, it's not like you're necessarily thinking through this. Now, the difference is that I've read, at least on science, is that not that women are more apologetic or that men think that apologizing is weak and they shouldn't do it. The truth is we tend to see things as more offensive, and we also see ourselves as more culpable. So when we do something, where we have more of a tendency to think it's our fault, and when people do things to us, we tend to say that it's their fault. And men are the opposite. In studies that they've done, men tend to think that they didn't really do anything wrong, and when they're asked about taking things, you know, examples of things like, oh, you did this to somebody, and rating it as how bad it is, they rated things a lot lower than the women did. And so the theories are that women kind of, you know, see these things happen and they think they're terrible, and they would want to be apologized to, and so they apologize. But the problem is that as professionals, we tend to get seen as weaker just based on this one fact. Now, there's tons of other facts we can't control, and there's things that happen that aren't fair. So I'm not trying to say this is going to solve everything. It's just that when we are apologizing for things that we did not do wrong, you know, we're telling somebody that we did do that wrong. And so next time that you're talking to another professional or a client, or, you know, even your kids, stop and really think if you did something wrong before you just apologize for it. It'll make the words mean a lot more when we take them seriously and only use them as needed. Again, I'm from the Midwest. I'm probably always going to say sorry my whole life for like silly, stupid things, but I'm talking about like official emails that I'm writing to clients, or, you know, turning and telling my kids that I'm sorry about something, like that I'm not sorry for. So that is what I'm talking about here. And so try to catch yourself and see if that's something you do. I think it's kind of an interesting little exercise. You'll get better at it as you go. When I first started noticing, this was probably years ago, that I originally read in the article that kind of prompted me down that journey, At first I thought, oh, I don't really do it. But then every single time that something isn't like perfect, I'm apologizing. You know, I catch myself almost apologizing, whether, and a lot of times it's email that it's the easiest to catch because I don't say it first. And so the more you catch it, the more you'll realize that, you know, you're just doing this like little habit of how you respond, and that, you know, trying to soften the blow does not go the way you'd think. They don't feel softer feelings for themselves. They feel harsher feelings towards you. So while you think you're gonna, you know, identify with them and be like, oh, I'm so sorry that you have to go through this, they're just gonna be like, well, yeah, I hate that I have to go through this. What is wrong with you? And why can't you, you know, get your act together so I don't have to? So this is a really short session. I don't feel like I should stretch it out any, though. It's just a quick little thought about apologizing, and hopefully it's helpful. And yeah, stop apologizing for the things you don't mean. Start apologizing for the things you do mean, and stop giving yourself chasers. Don't explain why you did something wrong. Say you're sorry and move on. And if you're not sorry because you didn't do anything wrong and you shouldn't be sorry, then don't say you're sorry, especially if it's policy or, you know, something that you're following because you think it's an okay thing. make sure that you're not apologizing. All right, that's it. Thanks for tuning in.